Dr. Olivero dictating on a patient by the name of Nereida Rios. The last name is R-I-O-S, like in Sierra. And the first name is N-E-R-I-D-A. This is the clinical case of a 77-year-old female that is followed in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 5. Period. The reason for the kidney failure is diabetes mellitus, obesity, hyperlipidemia, and arterial hypertension. The patient has a horseshoe kidney. Today, she comes for a regular appointment. She was in the hospital because of a chest pain. The etiology of the chest pain is most likely coronary artery disease. However, because of the presence of severe deterioration of the kidney function, further workup hasn't been done. The patient is adamant to the idea of dialysis. On September the 6th, had a sodium of 137, potassium 4, chloride 100, and CO2 of 19. The creatinine is 4.66, and the estimated GFR is 9.2 mL per minute. The patient is asymptomatic. Number two, this patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.4. Following number, the patient has anemia, and the anemia related to CKD5. The hemoglobin is 9.2 grams per cent. This is associated to kidney disease, and for that reason, we are going to refer her to the Florida Cancer Society, Florida Cancer Center, to be treated by Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-U. Following number. The patient has hypothyroidism that is on replacement therapy. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that at the present time is compensated. Following number, the patient has a horseshoe kidney with no history of stones. In terms of proteinuria, the proteinuria has been pretty close to normal. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.